Today's daf in Masechet Ta'anit, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is Daf Zayin, and we're holding on the second line. Omar Rabbi Avohu, Gadol Yom HaGeshamim Mitchiyat HaMitim. Actually, the day of rain, there's beautiful Enya song about a day of rain. A day of rain is immensely Gadol. Even remember, it belongs in the Birchas Birchias HaMesim, the Guras Geshamim, is that same bracha, Mechaye HaMetim. But Rabbi Avoh is saying it's even greater than Tchiyat HaMetim. The Tchiyat HaMetim is actually limited to Tzadikim, whereas Geshamim, Bein LeTzadikim, Bein LeRishaim. And in this he argues with Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef says the reason that we have the Yom HaGeshamim, the Inyan Gvurot Geshamim, together with Tchiyat HaMetim, is because it is Shakul K'Tchiyat HaMetim. So it's the equivalent of, but it's not greater than, which is fascinating because remember we've been pointing out that the Inyanim that are included in the Broch of Gvurot Geshamim are Davka, the things that require a din. So that if you don't say tal, it's not a problem. Some people are remasker tal, but if you don't say mutter, which is dependent on din, so the tal is never nimna, and therefore it's considered to be not a problem. But it should be the contrary. So we said the point is that you davka are discussing gvurais kishamim, in which case, if it's only litzadikim, so then it belongs in fact, less in the getter of Gevuras. So Memela, Rav Yosef says it's the same. Om Rav Yudah, Gadol Yom HaGeshamim Ki Yom Shenitna BaTorah. Actually, it's the equivalent of the day of the giving of the Torah, because it says, Yarov Kematar Likhi. And what are we comparing Torah to? The Lekach of Hashem is the Torah. Shenamar Ki Lekach Tov Natati Lachem Torati Al Ta'azovu. And we are saying, Yarov Kematar Likhi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, oh, I want my words of Torah to fall on your ears like the rain. So apparently the rain itself is incredibly great, and therefore the Torah can be compared to it. As Rava says, it means it's greater than Torah. Yoter, the day, meaning the day of giving of Torah. Yoter miyom shenitna b'Torah, because it's Yarov kimatar l'kchi, and you're asking that the Torah should be like the Geshamim, so mi nitle b'mi avi omer katan nitle b'gadol. Actually, it means that the given that is choshev, that's the Geshamim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that the Divrei Torah should be the same as the Geshamim. Wow. Rava Rami. Rava points out a contradiction. K'tiv yarov kimatar l'kri, uk'tiv tizal katal imrati. Now, these are very different metaphors. I mean, when you're talking about something that should be Ya'arov, that's something that comes down very, very harshly. Lashon of Arifa. And, I mean, Arifa is not something that is sweet. And on the other hand, it says Katal. Katal is always sweet, and it's just what you need. So how do you explain the difference between those two? So, Im Talmid Chacham Hagunu. So then, ketal, v'im lav, or feo kematar. So if the Talmud Chacham has good midas, it's the pashtas of Hagun, so then the Torah will give him additional life the way that dew falls on the earth, it's always good. But im lav, or feo kematar, if not, the Torah will be very rough on him, because it can also mean it'll break you down to give you what it is that you need to learn. Tanya Rabbi Rabbi Beno Omer Kol Oseg B'Torah Lishma Torato Naset Lo Samach Chayim Shenemar Eitz Chayim Hi L'Machazikim Ba. So people who hold on to the Torah not out of some type of ulterior motive, but out of the desire to do what is right and what is the mitzvah. This is what Rashi says here. Normally we understand that Lishma means much more than just in order, Kamosha Tzivani, Hashem Elokai, is the Lashon of Rashi. That's not the definition of Torah Lishma. I mean, the Rambam goes into a long explanation of Torah Lishma in the 10th parak of Hilchos Tshuva, relates it to the idea of Aveda Mi'ava. The Rosh explains Torah Lishma in terms of the constant love of the actual Esek of Torah, Kagon Lahosif, Lekach, an understanding. That's his understanding of it. Others learn that the getter of the Torah Lishma is because of the fact, the idea of its being not Ahava particularly, but the investment in the Torah as the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life. But okay, there's all different issues, but nobody ever says that enough to be called Torah Lishma is just to be Mekayim a mitzvah. I think that the reason that Rashi uses that Lashon here is because he believes that the difference between Eitz Chayim Ilamachzikim and the opposite in which the Torah is going to kill you, that it's Nasilos Sama Maves, is only the ulterior motive of Torah. And the truth is, Tosfos asks this kasha in terms of when the Gemara says, Kol Ha'Oisek Shelo Lishma, it's Mutav Lo Sheyitapech Shel Yato Al Panav. So, I mean, that means he should never have been born. So Tosfos learns, as he does over here, the Nafkamina, he asks, it says you're supposed to be Oisek Torah even Shelo Lishma. So then why does it say over here that Shelo Lishma is going to destroy you? So Tosfos is magdir, there's different levels of what Shelo Lishma is. If it's an Esek in Torah that is only for the purpose of one-upmanship, so in other words, you want to be in a position in which you're able to show that this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, and this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, which unfortunately sounds crazy, but unfortunately many people are engaged in a university-style life, sort of, when they're in yeshiva. And that's like one of the driving forces of academia. You know, I can do better than you, and I can show you up. That's called Almanat Lekanter. So Tosfos says, Shalomed Lekanter, that's definitely poison. But Shalom Lishma, that could be that you have an ulterior motive. In which case, Lishma, in this case, would also mean the two levels of Lishma. So the same way that Tosfos over here says, Trei Shalom Lishma, there's two madregas of Shalom Lishma. One of them, which is Almanat Lekanter, and the other one, which is just Shalom Lishma Mitzvah. So apparently there's two dargas of Lishma as well. Okay. Anyway, so let's just see the contrast over here, as the Gemara says. The difference is that if he's a Talmud, same way we said before, says that if somebody's being Oisek Lishma, then it becomes a Samach Chaim, because it's called an Eitz Chaim, and it says Rifoti Lisharecha, which means that it'll be merapeh, whatever is wrong with you. V'omer kimotza chayim, that somebody who has found me, meaning who is osik in my Torah, he's discovered life, v'yofek ratzon me'ashem. But, kol osik b'torah shel lo lishma, surprisingly, the Torah itself destroys him. And that is that it becomes sam hamavet, it becomes an actual poison to him. Shenemer ya'arov kimatar likhi, in arifa ela hariga. It means this is going to kill you. It's going to destroy your life because it'll bring out everything wrong in you and make you worse than you were before. So this is also something that runs against what most people, you know, they always tell you, learning Torah, everything will be good. The Torah will help you. It'll make you better. Whatever the eights is, they tell you, just go learn more. And here the Gemara says, you go learn more, it'll just destroy you more. And unfortunately, that also is something that is observable very easily. Omerle Rabbi Yirmiya. Did I bring the, no, I didn't bring the riot. Yarov kimatar lekhi, and arifa zhariga, because we use the word of arifa for fusha metaregla benach. Omerle Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Zera. Please, Rabbi, teach me something. Omerle chalashli be, listen, I'm feeling like very weak right now. Vilo yachil. I don't have the energy. Okay, so tell me over a vort then. Lema mar milta da agadata, at least something. Omale hachi om Rabbi Yochanan. My dichtiv ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh. So what is the meaning when we're talking about over there? Of course, the issue was the iser of bal tashchit. So over there, the Torah says, why are you cutting down the trees? What? Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh. Obviously, it's meant to be read. The Pashtus with the question mark. Is a Eitz HaSadeh a person? that you need to kill him. People you need to kill, but trees you could be nice to. So the phrasing of the pasuk, of course, is a little bit backwards. It doesn't say for ki eitz ha-sadeh adamu, it says ki adam eitz ha-sadeh, as if it's a statement. So there must be some aspect of it in which that's true. So is it really true that an adam is an eitz ha-sadeh? Ela mishum dechtiv ki mimenu tochal. What is the lashon of the issue of the Baal Tashchis? So it says, lo tashchit et eitzah. Lindoach alav garzen, ki mimenu tochel v'oto lo tachrit. So you're supposed to be eating from it and not cutting it down. V'chtiv, and on the other hand, the next pasuk says, rak eitz asher teda ki lo eitz machalu oto tashchit v'charata. So when is it that there's an inyan of wiping it out, and on the other hand, sticking with it? As Tosfos says, the point of Rashi also is meramis to that. Doesn't mean literally to destroy. It means just go away. Don't have anything to do with such a thing. So there's two ways. You see a Talmud Chacham, you want to be mizdabek to him. You don't see the correct, you don't see the hogun, you don't see the midas tevis. So go away and don't hold on to him. Tichrot means cut off the relationship is what it means. So, okay, how do we explain the two psukim? Each one uses a tree as a metaphor. One uses it as a metaphor for something that you should hold on to. And the other one uses it as a metaphor for cutting off relations. So what determines that? Okay, tzad. Im talmid chacham hagunu mimenu tochal v'oto lo tichrot. V'im lav oto tashchit v'charata. Omer Rabbi Chama, what does it mean, should say by Rabbi Chanina, not Omer Rabbi Chanina. It's always Omer Rabbi Chanina. My dichtiv, what is the meaning of the pasuk that says, Barzel be Barzel yachad, v'ish yachad p'nei re'ehu? This means that divrei Torah have to be in a state of constant sharpening. It's a war, so you're sharpening one against the other. It teaches you that just like Barzel, you're going to sharpen a sword. So you sharpen one against the other. In their interactions, each one is growing in the interaction. You can't really build a fire with one piece of wood. You need to build a fire. And building a fire requires different types of wood that you put them in a structure in which, as we'll see, there's details of it later on, in which one piece helps the other to burn. That's true about Divrei Torah as well, in which it's the interaction with other people that is going to make the Torah burn bright. So, in Divrei Torah, meskaimi biyochid, v'hainu diomar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, ma'idichtiv cherev al abadim v'no'alu. What are these badim? Pashtus of the pasuk badim is that it's a reference to kosmim, people that go out and they, like the Gemara Chagiga says, they want ruach hatuma to be shera aleihem. So they go out to batei kvarais and they're alone until they go into some kind of crazy state in which they start saying things about the future. That's the pashtus. But we're applying it over here to people who remain alone and don't have a chavrusa. They don't learn with other people. So that is disaster, because these are Talmidei Chachamim she'oskin bad bevad b'Torah. They refuse to talk to each other and to be Isaac in the wonderful interaction of Divrei Torah. So first of all, cherev al soneihem, meaning obviously on them. But it's worse than that. It's just not that they're stam punished. They're going to become stupid. And v'no'alu is a lashon in the Targum, as Rashi brings, is a lashon of being stupid. Because v'no'alu is often goes together like asher no'alnu v'asher chatanu. So you see that being stupid is being stupid in a way that destroys your ability to function in the world with tzedek. V'ba'itema mi'achad, there's another place, it says, Noalu sared so'an. So the Noalu ends with hit'u et Mitzrayim. So then that means that they cause you to go astray, and he too is always a Lashon of Chet. Omer Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Lomanim Shelu Divrei Torah Ke'etz. We've said that it's Eitz Chayimi L'Machzikim Ba. Lomar Lecha Ma'etz, if you're talking about wood, so Katan Madliket HaGadol, you need these little pieces of wood to originally create the heat, the fast heat that causes the large pieces to start burning. So when you have Talmidim that are just beginning, they have thousands of questions, and they force you at every step to explain and to reconsider, and why this and why that, and because of that, they actually sharpen the Gedolim in the famous Maimer of Rabbi Chanina. I've learned a lot from my teacher. But I learned even more from my chaverim. That's mechadadim zedze. Michaverai yotir mirabotai. But the ones that I learned the most from, mitalmidai yotir mikulam. This is the eighth katan that's mechaded et hagadol. So basically what we've done here on this daf, which we're continuing to do, is we have brought the inyan of the gishomim into an equivalence with not only the other inyanim of Maisa Bereshis, but also with the Getter of Torah itself and the Nesinas HaTorah, so that we see Gishamim obviously as something much more than metaphor, but as a level of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that connects tefillah to understanding. Mishiyakir betovatan shel Gishamim connects the Adam and his ability to articulate his tefillah with the element of the Adam that allows him to share the Kivayachol, the Chochmah of the Olam, the Divrei Hashem and Divrei Torah, that becomes part of his investment in his own understanding and experience, and therefore tefillah. That's why Rashi is medayik at the beginning of in Bereishis, where it says Adam Ayin Lavodat Adama. So Rashi explains that there was no one there lahakir betovatan shel Gishamim. Ladaat shape tzarech habriyot ulet palel aleihem. We actually have different stages that lead to tefillah, and one of them is the depth of the recognition that understands the interaction of things and how necessary things are and how they work. So it's not just enough to know that they're toiv. Okay, so over here we're saying that process is a process of a slow process in which the interrelated elements of the beginning to the end are important on both ends. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami, k'tiv likrat tzameh. This next piece is a real problem, lahalacha. There's an understanding in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Hilchos Talmud Torah that is based on this sugya. On the one hand, it says, likrat tzameh, if there's someone who is thirsty, hey, Tayumai, bring out the water to him. But on the other hand, we find that the Pasuk says, and both of them are in Yeshayahu, it says, Hoi kol tzamei l'chulamayim. So who are we talking to? Are we talking to the Rav who is going to bring the Mayim to the Talmud? Or are we talking to the Talmud who's supposed to be going and running after the Rav? I mean, these are very different ideas of Eitayumayim or Lechu. So what's the pshat? Answers, interestingly, Reb Chanina bar Papa, he answers it in a way that seems to be against the halacha. Because what he says is, Im talmid hagunu likrat sameh Eitayumayim. If this is a good Talmud, so in other words, he has midas teves, and he really wants to learn, and he wants to relate to you in the learning, so then go to greet him and bring him that mayim. But on the other hand, if he's not a Talmud Hagun, so then let him go seek you out. V'im lav, ha'ikot tzamei l'chula mayim. The problem with that is that from that smashma, that if he does seek you out, that you would be mechuyev to teach him. And yet we have so many mekaris that you're not allowed to teach a Talmud she'eino Hagun. So this leads the Shulchan Aruch HaRav to say that you see from here that normally you will not respond to a Talmud she'eino Hagun unless you can be machziro l'mutav. Okay, what happens if you feel that you can't be machzir ala mutar? And you have, nonetheless, this Talmud is banging at your doors, teach me, teach me, teach me. It sounds crazy, right? Why is he saying teach me if he's such a bastard? But you find these people all the time, teach me, teach me, teach me. And they always hold out the promise of, you know, it'll be good. It'll be good. I just need to learn. I'll be great. And then it turns out the more they learn, the worse they get. So what are you supposed to do in these circumstances? It's mamish very nogea. So he says, it could be that this is mechayev the Rav to take the chance, even though he may end up becoming included in the iser of not being malamid at Talmud Sheino Hagun. He's not sure, but it's an interesting question. But the parshas of the pasuk, you could explain that if it's a Talmud Sheino Hagun, so then he should seek out the Rav. And indeed, the Rav can respond at least by attempting to be machzir lemutav. And then teaching him. Okay, but it's not so pashut. So the Gemara that seems to be so obvious on the simple level turns out to be a real problem. Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama points out another contradiction. On the one hand, the Torah says in Mishle, Yafutsu ma'ayanotecha chutza, you should let your deep ma'ayanos pour out outside, which means that you should share your deepest understandings of Torah. These are your ma'ayanot. So you expose these mayanot to the outside. On the other hand, it does say also in Mishlei, you should keep those secrets to yourself and not share them with strangers. So how do you explain the difference? Same thing, intamid hagunu, and he can handle sharing those yisodas and sisrei Torah, yafutsu mayanotecha chutza. V'im lav, there's some things you don't share. Yiyu lecha levadecha. Omer Rebbe Chanina Baridi, lomanim shelu divrei Torah lemayim. Another reason of the interrelationship of the water and the aspect of gishomim with divrei Torah, because it does say, oiko tzamei lechu lemayim. This teaches you, this is metaphorical about water. Ma mayim minichim makom gavoa v'olchim makom namoch. Af divrei Torah in mitkaimim, yelo b'mishe da'ato shefeila. So, you can learn, maybe, and you can have water on the top of a mountain, but the moment you set it down, it just flows down off of the mountain into the valley. And this is what happens to people who are in any way arrogant. They can learn and they can learn and they can learn, but the Torah in the end flows away from them into a space which is namoch, because the only way that you can have divrei Torah inside of you is if you're not constantly pushing them out of the way with your own self-involvement. And therefore, it has to be a mokum namoch. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest thing, is that he's onav mikol adam. That obviously is connected to his being Moshe Rabbeinu. And his understanding of anachnu ma'as, the only thing that fills him up, is the Torah itself, instead of people, what we call them, full of it. So they're not full of divrei Torah, that I can guarantee you. So, okay, so we need the mokum namoch. The Omer Hoshaya. We find the Torah compared to three things, Mayim, Yayin, and Chalav. At the one end it says, then there's another pasuk that says, V'chu, Shivru, V'ichlu, V'lo Kesef, V'lo Mechir, Yayin, V'chalav. So that's the continuation of, so it means water, wine, and milk. So why Dafka? These three things, because mashlor shemashkim alav, ein mitkaimim ela bepachot shebekelim, after divrei Torah ein mitkaimim ela b'mishe da'ato shveila. Look, you need to keep those things in very simple containers. You do not put water into gold containers or wine into gold containers, and it will turn disgusting in no time. So you have to have very simple containers, glassware or earthenware. So that's the way it's miskaimim. So too, divrei Torah and miskaimim ela b'misha da'atosh vela. There was once a maisa where the daughter of the Caesar, the Caesar, said to Rabbi Yoshua ben Hanania, who was a famous representative of the Jews and being very, very profound chacham and so on. So she comes to him and she says, you're so ugly. How is it that such beautiful chachma lives in such an ugly person, such an ugly kli, b'chli mefo'ar? You would think that Chokhmah is related dafka to beauty. So how come you are not beautiful? So he said to her, let me ask you something, little girl. Avich romi chamra b'mani r'pachra? I mean, I've heard that your father puts wine and he keeps them in these earthenware jugs. Is that true? Omarlai, well, of course. Ela b'mai nirmei, that's what everybody does. Oh, Omarlai, everybody. Aton de chashvitu, I mean, you're such chashev a people. Don't you think you should keep your wine in silver and gold? I mean, come on. So she goes and she tells her father that this is what Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, that it doesn't make sense. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya said, it doesn't make sense for us to be treating our wine like this. We should replace all of our wine jugs with gold and with silver. So he did. And sure enough, it all turned into vinegar, v'takif. So, so they come in, they tell the Caesar the bad news. So he yells at his daughter, who told you that? She said, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya. So he calls in Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya, what kind of eitzes are you giving my daughter? What kind of business is that? Am I Amalach? Amalai, what do you mean? I wasn't giving her eitzes. I was just pointing out to her what she said to me. Ki'echad Amrali, Amrila, what she said to me, I said back to her. So, okay, so Caesar enjoyed the point, although it was pretty expensive, because, I mean, we're talking about, you know, some pretty high-quality stuff over here. So he said to him, but, I mean, is that really true? I mean, there are very beautiful Talmid Chachamim who have learned a lot, and they seem to be very smart. According to what you're saying, it shouldn't work. Oh, said he, of course, that's all very nice. Let me tell you something. If they would have been ugly, they would have been a hell of a lot smarter. So just because, as Rashi explains, the person, you know, who's the beautiful people are very involved in being beautiful people. So it's very difficult for them to actually be the kli that is low enough. They think too highly of themselves to be able to maintain the wine in the right conditions. So the Torah, that aspect of Torah, was not going to be able to survive in them. Obviously, these are different elements of the Torah itself, in the same way that these mashkim are very different in terms of nourishing, in terms of allowing life, in terms of sharpness, in terms of psychoactiveness. These are like beautiful mishalim, each one of them being slightly different. So the aspect of the yayin, particularly, is what's being brought out of here in this story. But all three mashkim require very simple containers. Navaracher, another point, is very interesting. These three mashkim, as Rashi points out, are all clear. He uses the word clear. He says clear in French. So these three mashkim are clear mashkim. Other mashkim, they're very valuable mashkim. I mean, you can have honey, and you can have oil, and they're great mashkim, but they're not clear. And the difference is that because of that, these three mashkim are nifsolim very easily, Be'ezach Hadas. The moment that you don't take care of them, something will fall in, or they'll easily spill. As anybody who has a computer knows, never bring your water next to your computer. Always have it covered. And it doesn't matter how careful you are. It takes only that one moment of Ezach Hadas, and there goes your keyboard. How many times has it happened? So, and every day you say yourself, not today, not now, I'm going to be very careful. That's Ezach Hadas. So you know how easy it is to pour out these mashkim. If it was a cup of honey, you'd think it would have done the same damage. By the time it spilled, you already picked it up. So these things spill very easily, not to mention the fact that if anything falls in, if you're not looking at it, so then anything can fall in, a piece of dirt falls in, a fly falls in. I always cover my water. Inevitably, fly gets in there. Anyway, so if it's talking about things like honey and oil and something falls in, so you take off the top layer, you throw it out, and you're still able to save the rest of it. But these mashkin are completely ruined when something falls in and easily lost when they fall over. Amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, Kadol Yoma Gishamim Ki Yom Shenivru Shamayim Vaaretz. So here we're talking about the interrelationship as we started with. We started with Shamayim Vaaretz and the relationship to Gvuras. Now we're talking about the Etzem Bria. So it's not just that the Gvuras expressed in Bria are expressed in the Gishamim, but actually the entire sense of the godless, that we see in the unbelievable Chochmah and everything that's expressed in Maaseh Bereishis, because if you look at the Pasuk, it says, Har'ifu shamayim imal ushakim yizlu tzedek, tiftach eretz v'yifru yesha utzdoka tatzmiach yachad, ani Hashem birativ. What do you mean birativ? Where's the birativ? It should say biratim. You listed a lot of things over here, right? Eretz, Shamayim, Tzedakah, Yesha. So obviously, if it says Berativ, it's referring specifically to the Yeshamim, and it says that Berativ is the equivalent of all of these things. So it's not going on everything. It's going on the dripping of the Shchakim. Shchakim Yizlu. Ani Hashem Berativ. That's what I created, was those drops. And that's the equivalent of everything else. Rav Hoshaya, the day of rain is so amazing that even Yeshua itself is Parah V'Rababa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should want and should give forth the Hashpah that brings Yeshua to the Olam, even that increases and multiplies and reproduces. Shenema Tiftach Eretz V'Yifru Yesha, and he uses the Lashon of Peru Revu. Whoever heard of Yeshua reproducing and making more of itself and more of itself? It's an amazing sense of the special feelings that we have this morning with the Gishomim. So you feel that the world is a wonderful place. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Marba Yesha to the Olam in bringing these Gishomim. Omer Revi Tanchum Bachaniloi, that's because Gishomim are not going to come down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has got to have decided, I'm putting aside all of my hakpadas on averas of Klal Yisrael and on meichaldem, because this is in Eretz Yisrael, of course. It's because, as it says in the Pasuk, Ratzisa Hashem Artzecha, it's Dafka Artzecha, then Shavta Shavut Yaakov. So, but first of all, there has to be the willingness of Shavta Shavut Yaakov. Nasata avonamecha, kisita kocha tatamsela. That's when Ratzita Shemartzecha. Omar le Ziri midiavat, liravina. This is not Ziri that we were quoting before, because he wasn't in the days of Ravina, it was generations before, as Rashi points out. You learn it from that pasuk. Aton miachamat nitula, anan miachamat linenla. It says, beferish in Shlomo Amelach's tefillah about the Geshem, in that the people should come and pray in the Beis HaMikdash. So the lashon is, va'ata tishma hashamayim, v'salachta lechatat avadecha, and then, after all of that, v'natata matar al artzecha, and so on. So you see that first there has to be a Kabbalah of tshuva from Yisrael, and then comes down the Gishomim. Omer b'tanchum b'reidu reb chia ish kvar ako, ein ha-gishamim ne'etzarim, the opposite is also true, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to prevent the rains from coming unless things are so bad that the averas of Yisrael have reached a stage in which their mamish chayev to be destroyed. Because it says, tzia gam chom yigzilu me'meshaleg she'ol chatau, that when the heat and the dryness steals away the rains, it's because the sins have gotten to hell itself. And that's the Sha'al Chato. Omar Lei, Ziri Bideivat Ravina. Aton Miachamat Naitala. We learn that from a simple pasuk. The Atzaret Hashamayim Velo Yemata. Vavatemeira. The way we understand it is that's because of the fact that you've basically wiped yourselves out. That's why it's not raining. You're lost. Vavatem, you're lost, is the pshat. Omer Rav Chista, in HaGishomim Ne'etzorim El Bishvil Bitul Trumotu Ma'asrot. Take a look at that pasuk again. Tziya Gamchom, the lashon of Tziya can also be read as Tziva. So Tziya, we understand, means that if you're in a situation in which the Tziya, whatever, there's some kind of Tzivoy that was gozel from you, the Gishami, so the Tziya Gamchom Yigzilu Meme Shele. I understand. What does that have to do with Trumas and Maaseres? My Mashma. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, it means Dvarim Shet Siviti Etchem Bechama. The mitzvahs that were supposed to be taking place during the time when the fields were producing that you didn't do, those are the reason that now Yigzulu Mei Meshalek. That's what it means. So Bishvil Dvarim Shetziviti Etchem Bimot HaChama, namely the Trumas and Maitzras and the Matanas, Lo Asitem. Yigzulu Mikem Mei Meshalek Bimot HaGishamim. Omer Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, you know what the real problem is? The problem is Lashon Hara. Eina gishamim ne'atzarim ela bishvil misaprei lashon hara. Shenema ruach tzafon techolel gashem. When the wind out of the north stops the rains, upanim nizamim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing you how angry he is. You know what that's all about? Lashon sata. It's about the way people speak. And we said, when we were talking about the issue of the kapora, of the various begadim, and we said that just like Lashon Hara is by definition called basata. So here the Lashon sata is called that. Om Rav Salom Rav Amnuna, Eina Geshamim Ne'etzorim El Beshvil Azei Panim. Because the Pasuk says, these are people that have chutzpah, and they have no shame. And it says, Vayimanu Revivim U'malkosh Lo Haya. So the rain showers are gone. They're being held back, and there has been no Malkosh. Why is that? Umeitzach isha zona hayalach. You've got the kind of shameless forehead of a whore who is not, doesn't sense anything to feel shame over in coming and asking somebody to sleep with her. V'omer of Salo, omer of Amnuna. You should know that kol adam sheyesh lo azut panim, people who have that madrega of chutzpah in their life and have no shame, in the end, sof nichshal avera, they will end up with that whore. Shenemar umeitzach isha zona hayalach. That's why we're comparing the two. Rav Nachman says, you got it in the wrong direction. It doesn't say you will. It says hayalach, you already did. So biyadua shenichshal ba'avera, somebody who's able to come to such a madrega of shamelessness, it's because he's already fallen into that state. Shenemar hayalach, lo nemar yelach, hayalach. Omer Rabba Bar Avuna, you should know something else. B'derech klal, it's an iser gomur to call someone a rasha. We find that we even give people malchus if they call someone a rasha. But someone who has azut panim, mutar lekroto rashas, rashas to his face. You can call the person a rasha to his face. Shenemar, he eis ish rasha bifanav. So somebody who has that, make him see it. Put it in his face. Reb Nachum Yitzchak Amar, forget about what you could say. You're even allowed to hate him. Because even though it says, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, and you're supposed to be noheg with ava to everyone and tolerance and understand them and so on, this guy, you're allowed to hate him. Shenemar, v'oz panim yishune. It means the strength of his face, the simple meaning is going to be changed. But we can read that as v'az panim, because there's no vav, so v'az panim yisune. Someone who has azus panim should be hated. So yisane. This also is nagel halacha. The Chofetz Chaim speaks about this. And he says, I mean, here also the Rishonim say this is the only midah, for some reason. The only midah that you're allowed to call him a rasha. The only midah that you're allowed to hate him. So first of all, the Chofetz Chaim says, look, I mean, why should it be different than every other midah ra? I mean, gaiva is not the same thing. So he suggests that the other midahs, people are really not aware of the way that they don't take pride in being a Balgaivanik. They don't really see themselves, how arrogant they are and how stupid they look to other people. But the guy with Az Panim, the Chofetz Chaim says the guy with Az Panim, everybody is so aware that that's a terrible midah, so it can't be that he is not aware. I don't know, I find that a little bit weak. Now, I think that the point is that Azus Panim is something that people are committed to. People aren't committed to being rotten people. They're not committed to being being mean people. They're not committed to being arrogant people. They just don't even know. That's just the way they are. They don't care. But that mida of azus, the person actually practices. He feels good about it. This is the way he wants to be. Let me see how little effect this will have on me and how much I can stand up to the pressure and to their faces and stick it to them and so on. This is the whole psychology. So therefore, azus panim means that this person is going on a derech. That's the Metzach Hishazona and so on and so forth. And that you're allowed to hate. Masha Einkein, as the Chofetz Chaim said, other midas roads, you should try to be malamitzchus, that the person, if he were taught, and if he had an opportunity to develop properly and so on, he wouldn't be this way. So instead of just thinking of bad of him and saying bad of him, so try to help him. Omar of Katina.
How does one not hate the chutzpah and the arrogance?
No, one does hate. That's what he's saying. This is the one.
The most of Sati and Israel suffers from this problem. You see it all the time. The way that people drive, they push, they shove. They're cheeky to the teachers. They've got mamish as a panim. It's mamish midas ra that's fundamentally built into the society. It's mamish. We take this seriously. It's very difficult.
No, but then when it's a societal issue of the norms of the interrelationship, and you're measuring your success in society by being able to be tough, then it's not azus panim, because then everybody is this way. Then it's just toughness. Azus panim is not suffering shame. I don't even know there's any shame to suffer. That's different nekuda. Okay. Omer of Katina, Eina Gishamim Neetzarina Ela Bishvil Bitul Tera. And this, of course, is our beautiful pasuk that we've spoken about so often. Shenemar Ba'atzatay Nimacha Mikare U'Bishiflut Yadayim Yidlof Habayit. So, in you are lazy. What does that mean? The laziness of Klal Yisrael not to be Isaac B'Tera. Because of that, Yimacha Mikare, the roofer. Who's the roofer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Nazis Sono Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, we always say that. We don't want to say Chas Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes poor. But that's what it means. He becomes basically impoverished. He doesn't have what to give you. Because Mach means Ani, as it says. Imochu mi erekachan. He can't afford to pay the erekachan. And Mikare, the roofer, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This we spoke about on Purim. This is why it's a psicha to the Megillah. Because Mikare is the one who makes Mikra happen. So he's the roofer by incorporating all of the various elements into one sense of what roof you're under. So that's the deeper aspect of Hamikare. But anyway, it says Hamikare, b'mayim aliyotav. Rabbi Yosef says, you could see this from a different pasuk in Iyov. It says, v'ata lo ra'u or, people cannot see the light, Bahir hu bashakim. That could mean that the skies are covered with these clouds. So it's bahir is beharot, as we're going to explain. And ruach avra vatatarim. The wind comes along and blows away all of these clouds that were dying to drop their water on you. Ve'ein or ala Torah shenamaki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Bahir hu bashakim means, as Rabbi Shmuel explained it, afilu b'sha'ah sherakia nase behorin behorin. You can have beautiful patches of clouds, rain clouds, dark clouds are coming. You're waiting for the rain. It doesn't matter. They're dying to be mori talumata. Comes along a wind and blows it all away because of ba'atzaltayim and the bahir, the lora u'or. You're not ready to see the Torah, so then you're not ready to get the rain. Omer Rebami, in Hagishamim Neetzarim Ela Ba'avon Gazel, Shenemar Al Kapayim Kisa Or, Ba'avon Kapayim Kisa Or. So that means the Or, we're talking about over here, in terms of the light, is in terms of the rain. Ba'avon Kapayim, what you have is the loss of that or, and we're going to learn it. Ein kapayim ela chamatz, shenemar min hachamatz asher bekapayim. And the word or can refer to motar, because it says yafitz anan oro. So obviously the light that a person has, which is the Torah that a person has, the chokhmah in terms of the gvurais, which is chokhmah, brias ha'elam, all of these things are interrelated. And if you've got gezel in your hands, you can forget about the rain. So what should you do if you've done that? Yarbe b'tvila, shenema, because it continues to say, Vayitzav alea b'mavgia, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will nonetheless cause a tzivoy to bring rain because somebody was mavgia with tefillah, because ain't pgia la tefillah, sh'nemar va'ata al titpalel ba'ad ha'am hazeh. Yirmiyahu is told, don't even daven for them. Ve'al tifka bi, and don't give me problems. This is like the constant tefillah. It's like you're banging on my head. Altif Gabi, I don't want to hear from you. So you see that is the lashon of tefillah. V'yom Rabami, my dichtiv im ke'ah barzel v'hu lo panim kilkel. So in the pasuk in Kohelet, it's a very strange pasuk. So the pashtus, if the metal of your sword is dull, so v'hu lo panim kilkel, you can't get a good edge on it. The chayalim yagber, even so, you can have, the soldiers can be strong enough, right? But yitron hachshah chokhmah, but the power of chokhmah is even greater. So we're understanding it like this, the drasha, that im ra'ita rakia shekiheh kebarzel, you look up at the sky, and it looks dull. It looks like iron that's not polished, meaning it's not coming down with rain. Milori tal umatar. So you know what those ugly skies look like. Everything is just covered over. It looks like smog. That's bishvil maisa hador, that is kilkel. Hulo panim kilkel. They are mekukalim. Shenemar v'hulo panim kilkel. And what shall be done about it? Mai takanatam yitgabru berachamim. Shenemar v'chayalim yigaber. You should come along with your chelot of tefillah, which means tefillah betzibur. V'yitron achsher chokhmah. But let me tell you something. It's always better to koshikein imukshiru ma'asei mikara. Better than the need to try to bring the tefillah, to bring the rain and so on, which, oh, that's like what it's all about. No. What it's all about is a relationship in the beginning, which is built on chokhmah, built on hechsher ma'isa, built on Hagun, so that should be immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Talmud Matar, the Itai, and not that the Tainis is what's going to be necessary in order to bring the Talmud Matar. So this is sort of an introduction to the whole idea of the Tainia is Yitron Aksher Chokhmah. You got into this mess because of the Chisaron of your Chokhmah and the Maisim Taimim. So now you have to get out of the mess by the tiny eyes and the tefillahs. But that doesn't mean that is the way to do things with chatchila. Reish Lakish says there's another beautiful meaning in that pasuk. Im ra'ita talmid shelimido kasha alav kebarzel. Sometimes you say this guy's got a head that's made out of dull metal. Why is that? That's because he's never, ever learned his basics. It's bishvil mishmanatosh einasudura alav. He never learned the basics. He doesn't have the Mishnah clear. He didn't go through the Rambam 100 times. Now he's trying to learn Shas. So he goes into Shir, they're taking a look at the Tesis, the Marsha. He has no idea really what they're talking about. Everything is out of context. Oh, well, it says over there in Baba Kama, what does it say over there in Baba Kama again? Let's see. What is Tesis referring to? Let me look up the new art scroll on the Tesis. That they just came out with an art scroll on Tosfos. And now you can look up all of the... By the way, if you've never learned Baba Kama, you know, what it does say over there is this and that. So you're trying to catch up on that, which has 50 different levels that need catching up on. And then by the time you get back to trying to understand, okay, so how is that Akash and Argamar? I mean, you see this all the time, right? But that's exactly why you can never get anything clear. Everything seems, whoa. It's mishmash. It's because, Shenemar, Vuhu lo panim kilkel? Didn't he already wreck what should have come first? Panim, that which is lifnim. He already messed it up. He's trying to learn Gemara, and he has no idea what the basic Mishnah is. So my takante, he should have first been yarbe b'yeshiva. He should have sat down, taken his time, gotten everything clear, and then he could have gone to shir. Shenemar v'chayalim yigaber. So he should be basically strengthened by all of this that he's putting into the learning. But it would have been a lot better if he had started that way. Not he went to learn Gemara, he got totally confused, now he's going back to try to get the Mishnah on this perek, you know. That's not the way to learn. V'yitron achsher chokma. Koshikeni mishnato sturah lo miikara would have been a lot better if he would have been machshir the chokma correctly. That's the way he should have learned. And that would be what Reish Lakish did. Before Reish Lakish would go into Shir to hear Rabbi Yochanan, he would review the whole sugya 40 times without understanding every last detail and the whys, and he would just get the facts straight. So he would go over it. Avi Misader Matnite Arba'in Zimnein. Obviously, the getter of Mishnah is defined by the level of what it is that you're about to be learning. So the simple daf of Gemara would be the equivalent of the Mishnah that now you're coming to understand. Review it 40 times. Why 40 times? There were 40 days, Yom Shenitna Batera, and this is the way that things are given over that period. And then Ayala Kami to Rabbi Yochanan, we come to Rabbi Yochanan to hear Rabbi Yochanan shir. Rav Ada Bar Ava used to go over everything 24 times. He wasn't able to do it like Reish Lakish, but he was Mesader Masnisei Esrim V'Arba Zimnin. Why 24? Because there are 24 Svarim in Tanakh, Kineged Torah, Neviim, Uksuvim, which is also a remez that obviously you can't do your Mishnah if you don't have any sense of what the basis is in Tanakh. I mean, they're bringing 100 psukim on the daf. You never heard these psukim before. So now you're saying, okay, wait a second. I never read Yeshayo. Wait a minute. Let me, what does that pasuk mean in context? And so nothing really goes in. And then Ayala Kami to Rava used to come into the shir by Rava because he was a Talmud of Rava. And indeed, there's, okay, I don't want to keep going. Yes. Maybe one additional thing, or just because it's still but nogea, this pasuk. Rava says, if you see a Talmud who's really, he just can't get it in, it's like trying to penetrate a piece of metal. And why is that? Bishvil Rabo she'enu mazbir lo panim. It's because his Rebbe is not kind to him, nice to him. Shenemar v'hu lo panim til kilkel. Isn't it because his Rebbe was looking at him not in a nice way? They didn't get along. Obviously, there was something in him that was not attracting the Rav's attention properly. So, Maita Kante, Yarbel Avraim, he should send people to speak to his Rebbe that he's trying to be a good Talmud, and he went so on and so forth. Shenemar, V'chayalim Yegaber. But, Yitron, Echsher Chokma, if he would have been the kind of person that would have attracted his Rebbe to be kind to him in the first place, wouldn't you think that would have been a lot better than trying to use protectia to listen, he's not doing well, you need to be bekar of him, thank you very much. It should have been love at first sight, no? So koshikenim hukshuru ma'asav bifnei rabo mi'ikoro, so that would have been even better had it been proper.